Okay.
Okay, so what would you say the positives of working with analog are?
It's much more tactile, yeah? I don't know if you've ever used a multi-track machine or even just a two-track machine, but the thing of feeding the tape through the reels and, you know, sort of onto the tape head and, you know, sort of making it, you know, and pressing the button and hearing the motors going, you know. And obviously from a, with the desks and things like that, it's, you know, the physicality of it, you know, the actual touching the desk and moving the faders and analog gear, you know, for compressors and delays and things like that.
Yeah.
The actual turning of the dials, you know.
I was going to say, would you prefer the physical version of them or like the digital kind of copies of them? Like in Logic, you've got kind of, you know, simulated versions of real hardware.
Yeah, I mean, I've got I've still got some I've still got LX20 at home and a couple of Presonus channel strips as well, and a little 8x1 sort of channel strip as well, and but I never use it.
Yeah.
You know, I just go into my digital into my digital interface.
Yeah,
yeah, and you know, and the Presonus I've got has a couple of channels that have got preamps on them as well.
Yeah.
So it sort of warms it up. But I mean, when I was in the studio, I had a digital machine.
Yeah.
Just record that eventually.
Yeah.
But I had an analog desk, so there was always that analog-y sound. So
yeah.
if you know how to work it, you can make digital sound analog.
Yeah.
By what you use. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you say analog has a warmer sound?
Analog has a hissier sound.
Right.
So if you equate warmer with hiss, then fine. Now, joking apart, I remember the first time I got my hands on a DAT machine, and I had a B77 two-track machine, and the desk that we had two outputs, and we ran the outputs into one into the analog and one into the DAT machine.
Right.
And did a quick mix of a song, and you know, you press the B77, you get the hiss from the tape, even at 15 inches per second, and then you get like a little bump of hiss from where, you know, the microphones and what have you on the multi-track, and then the song starts. On the DAT, we pressed play, and we couldn't hear anything. It was like, is this thing working? And then you just hear the little hiss of the mics, and then and it was like, right, that's it. Never going back to tape again.
Yeah. So that kind of ties in with what the negatives are of working with analog. Was there any other kind of negative sides?
No, I mean, you know, sort of once you got onto the really pro stuff, like the two inch machines at 30 inches per second, which, I mean, you had these massive reels that lasted only 15 minutes.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you're almost in the digital domain anyway. So, it's just sort of going, doing the mix down onto something like a quarter inch rather than half inch or an inch machine. That's where you lose the quality. That's where you get the hiss. Yeah. And obviously, and you had Dolby as well, and you know, sort of noise reduction as well, so that made it even, you know, even less noisy. So yeah, I mean, the negatives of working with analog, to be honest with you, is the space of having the desk, having the machine, you know, whereas I've got my laptop. And basically, I've got everything apart from my digital interface, I've got everything I need. Yeah?
Yeah. Well, that kind of goes as well with, so now anyone being able to do music, basically.
Exactly.
You just
exactly.
get a laptop, that's all you need.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's not ideal just with a laptop, because ideally you'd want monitors and all of that as well.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
anyone
yeah.
can get into it.
Absolutely.
But that also sort of has a negative effect on music in a way, because so, since you have so many more people doing it, the quality is bound to go down, because you're going to have...
Yeah, but it's the same with YouTube.
True.
People watch stuff that's on YouTube and they think, oh, that's the quality I should be aiming for.
Yeah.
Which brings it down.
Yeah.
Yeah? But there's always stuff, you know, that is out there that is good.
Yeah.
That is better than what, you know, sort of your average person that
yeah.
doesn't know what they're doing, you know, can do.
Yeah.
Yeah? So, like, you know, sort of the course that we're on here, you know, once you go, you finish, even if you don't go on to university, you've got a level of skill that
yeah.
will stop you from doing the mistakes that other, you know, sort of the people that haven't done the
yeah.
course will do. Yeah? And
yeah.
you know how the equipment works.
Yeah.
You know? It's like before I went to university, I actually worked in a studio, yeah? Worked in a couple of studios, actually. But, you know, and I knew that, you know, press that, push that, do that, that would happen.
Yeah.
I went to university and I found out why.
Yeah.
That. And that was the most, that was eye-opening, you know? It's like, oh, so if I can do that and that and that, if what if I... try doing it this way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's when you start learning.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, when I went to uni, it was just at the start of the digital.
Yeah.
You know, sort of, we had a Mac there that had the predecessor to Pro Tools, and it was just a two-track machine.
Right.
You could only record two channels, left and right. So it was more of a mastering sort of editing
yeah.
Thing. Yeah?
Yeah. Do you prefer analog or digital? I mean, you've kind of answered that, I assume. It's
yeah,
digital.
Yeah.
It's,
I mean, you
yeah.
could get from... I still would work with analog, but, I mean, digital, it's just, you know...
It's more convenient.
Yeah. And if you do it right, you can get some good results.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one feels nicer to work with? I mean, you mentioned before about kind of analog.
Yeah,
has a nice
I like the you know, like I said before, the tactile feeling of
yeah.
you know, pushing the faders and, you know, turning
yeah.
the knobs and the pan pots and things like that.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, sort of if you haven't got the space, then,
yeah.
you know, you have to do with, you know, clicking a mouse.
Yeah. Well, workflow wise, which one do you kind of feel easier to cope with?
Oh, digital, definitely.
Okay.
Less storage as well. I mean, you
yeah.
you know, you've only got your hard drive to worry about, whereas
yeah.
with, excuse me, with analog, you've got the tapes.
Yeah.
And you have to store the tapes at a certain, you know, temperature.
Yeah. So that kind of goes on to, did you ever damage or lose files completely?
A lot of people did. Yeah, something called sticky tape syndrome. Believe it or not, the stuff that they used to glue the iron, for want of a better analogy, iron filings onto the tape.
Yeah,
that, you know, sort of that you recorded your audio onto, after a few years would become, if they weren't kept in the right conditions.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to play them back. It would get like goo coming
right.
off them. So what, I can't remember who came up with it, but the guys at Industrial Light and Magic, right, found out that if you bake the tapes, but very, very low temperature, something about 55 degrees,
right.
Right, for a long period of time, so about 6 or 7 hours.
Yeah,
that would actually stop the glue from, it would redo it, and you can use the tape for about 3 months
right.
before it started going again. And I've recently been doing that with the archiving the Sounds Workshop stuff.
Right.
Yeah. I actually bought myself a dehydrator. They used a dehydrator to want of a better word, bake the tapes, so that, you know, so they become reusable.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So that kind of gives a little bit of insight into a positive on digital, because you don't have that issue. But what would you say other positives of kind of working digitally are?
I mean, without anything that's positive and negative, I mean, the negative is that if you don't back up your stuff, yeah, and your disk gets corrupted, that's it, you've lost it.
Yeah.
So it's always backing it up, whereas on tape, I can bake the tape and reuse it. Yeah?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But from a convenience point of view,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, digital is just, you know, it's just so much easier to work with. And it's more visual as well, because when I used to have to do an edit on a song, you know, sort of if I was maybe taking out, moving a section, I would have to actually record it onto a quarter inch tape, find the edit point, cut, or mark it, find the next edit point, cut, you know, and splice it together.
Right.
Whereas now you've got it all on your screen, just go click, move it around, do whatever it is you want to do, add whatever effects you want to add to it, and it just makes your life so much easier.
Yeah. So would you say you're glad it's went in the direction it's gone in?
I mean, I was lucky enough to come into the industry just as, you know, sort of like in sort of late 80s, mid to late 80s, when I was about your age.
Yeah.
And it was just when they first started using computers.
Right.
Yeah, using MIDI.
Yeah.
Sort of to kick off sounds.
Yeah.
So what we would do is we would put all the stuff on MIDI, stripe one of the channels on the tape. So say if we had a 16-track machine, track 16 would have the time code on it, whether it was FSK or EBU. Yeah, that's the only two formats I've ever used. I don't think there was any other formats of time code. Right. And you could just sync the computer with the tape.
Right.
So you could say, right, when it comes to this point, start the tape. Kick off the computer, so it would all be synced, so we could have the vocals and guitars and some of the drums on tape and all the synths and other, you know, digital stuff, samples and that being kicked off with the MIDI from the we like most studios at the time used the Atari 1040 computer.
Right.
Well, it was it had built-in MIDI.
Okay.
Unlike the Amiga, which you had to buy a separate box for. So, being the, you know, sort of the lazy people that we are, which is, it's got MIDI on it. Fantastic. Yeah. That's all we need. And it was a bit cheaper than the Amiga as well. So yeah. So just plug in a MIDI cable into a box.
Yeah.
One into the computer, the rest into the synths.
Yeah.
And away you go. So so you know I never actually, to be honest with you, I never actually worked just analog.
Yeah.
Totally analog. Yeah. Yeah. There was always some computer based.
Yeah.
You know, thing there.
Yeah.
In the background. So whether it was a Mac or an Atari, there was always a computer there with either, what was it, Pro 24, which later became Cubase. And the first thing we ever did used was something called C16, which eventually went into eMagic, and then Logic bought, Apple bought it and turned it into Logic, But there's, you know, sort of like the, like what I was saying before, there's Pro Tools as well.
Yeah.
And you know, there's loads of different DAWs out there. So, you know, but yeah, it was, yeah, it was interesting. Interesting times.
Yeah. Well, that's all I've got. That's all I need.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you.